Seminar 4, News and Media. NewsHour Interview.
Finally tonight, those other international stories. Media correspondent Aaron Smith reports.
International reporting has been an endangered species on American television and in U.S. newspapers in recent years until September 11th. Suddenly, the world beyond our borders was news, and reporters were dispatched to unfamiliar corners of the globe. Doctors Without Borders says violations of the international conventions governing the treatment of the estimated 45 million refugees worldwide only intensify. In these cases, the organization argues, no news does not mean good news. To discuss the list and its implications, we're joined by Nicholas Di Torrente, the executive director of Doctors Without Borders. Welcome to you. What do you hope to accomplish by putting out this list of underreported stories?
Well, our field volunteers, doctors, are dealing with very difficult situations. They're trying to provide assistance to people in very dire circumstances, and sometimes medical assistance is just not enough. And what we hope to accomplish and what we think is our responsibility is to try to raise awareness about some of these situations, the plight of the people that we're trying to help, raise awareness about them, provoke greater understanding of their situation, and a healthier and more informed public debate around these situations. It's really, for us, a precondition to any kind of meaningful action, political action in particular, that can help resolve and address these terrible situations that we are dealing with in the field.
Some sort of coverage is a precondition.
That's right. We have been increasingly frustrated over the years in terms of what we've perceived to be a decline in coverage, particularly of some of the issues that we've tried to highlight in this list of 10 underreported stories every year.
Given the gravity of these stories, why do you think they are underreported?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a vicious circle here. The media assumes that the American public is not really interested in these types of issues, in foreign stories of people far away from the United States, and therefore devotes very little resources and attention to them. The coverage therefore is limited, and therefore the ratings are low. And if the ratings are low, this does not give any incentive to news organizations to devote more attention and resources. So we're trapped in a bit of a vicious cycle here.
There's been a great deal of speculation about the impact of September 11th on all sorts of society and all sorts of problems. What about this? Has it served at all as a wake-up call towards more coverage of stories like these?
Well, I think that the coverage of Afghanistan in particular has showed us really that some of the basic assumption behind the lack of coverage in general is wrong. That Americans are very hungry for international news. They're very hungry for the type of knowledge and information about these types of contexts.
Of course, in Afghanistan, American troops were involved. Is that the formula? Where there are troops, there's coverage?
Well, of course, the media went to report on the anti-terrorist campaign and the military efforts, and people were very interested in that. But I think what happened is that although the civilian situation, the humanitarian situation, was covered a little bit as a sideshow in the beginning, it really did catch on in terms of people's awareness and attention, and that people became very interested in that, and it became a real story in its own right. And for us, that's a very hopeful sign.
Mm-hmm. There was a book a couple of years ago came out with the title Compassion Fatigue. And I wonder if that's involved here. Is there simply too much for people to take in like this?
Well, Terrence, I don't think so. I think the issue really is the type of coverage and what you can get out of it. If you have very quick, superficial coverage of what are very difficult, complex issues, then of course people will sort of turn off and blank out and not be interested, and you'll see sort of an ongoing litany of anarchy, chaos, crisis without rhyme or reason. However, if you do look at issues and put resources and attention to them and sort of try to understand them, then people will catch on, and you'll see not only the human side of it that does grab people and there is a connection that is established, but also the fact that we are connected to these stories. And I think that's maybe also an hopeful thing about September 11th, if there can be one, is that there's a sort of a broadening of what is, you know, this American angle that the news organizations tend to look for. We are starting to really understand that we are connected in so many different ways to crisis situations and to people who are very far away from us. And if you go into detail and look and have a quality reporting, I think you will overcome this compassion fatigue, which is really due to superficial and coverage that doesn't go into the issues in depth.
Nicholas DiTorrente, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.